Florida, the Sunshine State, a paradise of beaches and backwaters, and a haven for original Floridians far older than the 27th state.
This is the opening scene from Wild Florida, the latest episode of the PBS program Nature. The voice you hear narrating belongs to Florida native Mark Emery. He talked to us from his home in Ocala, a part of the state that doesn't often get seen in national nature documentaries.
It really is an honor to me in that, you know, there's a lot of faraway places that get copied over and over again. And you know, we've got stuff on Yellowstone and many other places that have been done many, many times. And really, the whole state of Florida like this is, it might be just on the Everglades, for instance. But, you know, I'm a north central Florida kind of guy. I like up where you guys live and all the way down here in the central part of the state. That's my favorite part of the state.
Emery was also one of Wild Florida's cinematographers, traveling hundreds of miles to cover the state's diverse landscapes.
In the springtime, I was on it for about 30 days, and we started up near you in Tallahassee and went all the way down to the Keys filming the entire state. Did underwater here at Silver Springs for alligators and did indigo snakes and gopher tortoises and the burns and all that stuff right around Tallahassee and over on the Nature Conservancy property not too far from Torreya State Park.
It's kind of cool because you do a lot of things that people would associate with Florida in this show, like alligators and the Everglades and all that. But I don't know if people across country associate fire ecology with Florida ecology, even though it's a real big part of it. Talk about that.
Absolutely. And the folks up your way are as advanced on it as anybody in the country. Well, these guys were, as you'll find out in the film, ejecting little pellets out and going around areas that had the trees that might have certain woodpeckers nesting in those trees.
Those would be red-cockaded woodpeckers.
They literally were able to, from a helicopter, place the fire exactly where they wanted it and did a superb job at it. So it was really one of the more interesting ways I've seen it done. I don't think I've ever seen anybody doing that precisely before.
Emery was also able to feature his corner of the state.
This is Silver River in central Florida.
From what I've read, you grew up in Ocala?
Where I worked was at Silver Springs. And back then, of course, Ross Allen was the hero there. And he was on Johnny Carson and Jack Parr and just got all of us interested in wildlife.
Ross Allen was a famed herpetologist. He founded the Reptile Institute, which he ran at Silver Springs for 46 years.
I ended up working there, milking snakes and wrestling alligators five times a day. And two or three of the other people working there were good still photographers and published and all that, and learning techniques from them and watching them.
Emery wants the national audience watching the show to gain a new perspective of his home state. In Florida, he says, there are plants and animals that aren't found anywhere else in the world. And he wants to give audiences a taste of Florida not far from, but still a world away, from what they may normally see of the state. For WFSU News, I'm Rob Diaz de Villegas.